Hi, this is Education for Miss Angela Alston, A-N-G-E-L-A-A-L-S-O-T-O-N, date of birth is 5/22/66, date of accident 12/1/2022. The patient is here for evaluation and follow-up visit. She was initially involved in an automobile accident on 12/1/2022. A Western driver and was involved in frontal collision. The impact caused her severe headaches, especially in the front of the head, along with symptoms of TBI, forgetfulness, disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration,
and a blurred vision.
She started having severe pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back, and also in the right shoulder with difficulty in abduction beyond 90 degrees. She also reportedly allegedly have pain in both hands, especially involving first, second, and third finger, pain in the left knee, pain in the both knees, sorry, and in the right ankle. And they were the chief complaints. The pain has been severe, and currently she is undergoing conservative treatment involving physical therapy, chiropractic, and she says her pain is around 8 at this time in the area of neck, mid back, and the shoulders. She can lift her right shoulder up to 100 degrees. 30% improvement has been reported. The ADLs are affected as follows. Work is 9. The mood, sleep, and enjoyment of life are 8. While general activities affected 6 out of 1 to 10. System review, please check the record. Please run the sufficient sleep loss of memory. This is such a sleeping. And please review the chart for residual system review as well as for current pain medication, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 165 or 116, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam should come from previous visit of 4/4/2023, dictation number is 0411-106. The patient and the diagnosis also. Plan is to continue the following. She is being referred to chiropractor to try some acupuncture and chiropractic maneuvers. She has also been provided with onlux and photobiomodulation for infrared treatment, light treatment. And regarding the medication, she has been provided medication which is Mobic, Flexible, Infusix, Tylenol with codeine, Xanax, Zoloft, and Lyrica. Her labs were reviewed and maps have been reviewed. Physical therapy will continue 3 times. Per week for affected area, neck, mid back, lower back, both shoulders, both wrist and right ankle and knees. Acupuncture has been added. We discussed the role of infrared light heat as well as and also the issue of laser treatments. Home exercise has been discussed with the patient along with yoga and posture exercise. The patient is going to remain disabled to walk, house work, and transportation has been added. Discussed with the patient role of case management if she likes. Thank you.